Sir Francis Drake. Narration, Katie Haig. Sir Francis Drake, 1545 to 1595, English Admiral, was born near Tavistock, Devonshire. His father, a yeoman and a zealous Protestant, was obliged to take refuge in Kent during the persecutions in the reign of Queen Mary. He obtained a naval chaplaincy from Queen Elizabeth and is said to have been afterwards Vicar of Upchurch on the Medway. Young Drake was educated at the expense and under the care of Sir John Hawkins, who was his kinsman, and, after passing an apprenticeship on a coasting vessel, at the age of 18, he had risen to be purser of a ship trading to Biscay. At 20, he made a voyage to Guinea, and at 22, he was made captain of the Judith. In that capacity, he was in the harbour of San Juan de Ulua, in the Gulf of Mexico, where he behaved most gallantly in the actions under Sir John Hawkins, and returned with him to England, having acquired a great reputation, though with the loss of all the money with which he had embarked on the expedition. In 1570, he obtained a regular privateering commission from Queen Elizabeth, the powers of which he immediately exercised in a cruise in the Spanish Main. Having next projected an attack against the Spaniards in the West Indies to indemnify himself for his former losses, he set sail in 1572 with two small ships named the Pasha and the Swan. He was afterwards joined by another vessel, and with this small squadron he took and plundered the Spanish town of Nombre de Dios. With his men he penetrated across the Isthmus of Panama and committed great havoc among the Spanish shipping. From the top of a tree which he climbed while on the Isthmus, he obtained his first view of the Pacific and resolved to sail an English ship in these seas. In these expeditions he was much assisted by the Maroons, descendants of escaped Negro slaves, who were then engaged in a desultory warfare with the Spaniards. Having embarked his men and filled his ships with plunder, he bore away for England and arrived at Plymouth on the 9th of August, 1573. His success and honourable demeanour in this expedition gained him a high reputation, and the use which he made of his riches served to raise him still higher in popular esteem. Having fitted out three frigates at his own expense, he sailed with them to Ireland, and rendered effective service as a volunteer under Walter, Earl of Essex, the father of the famous but unfortunate Earl. After his patron's death, he returned to England, where he was introduced to Queen Elizabeth, whether by Sir Christopher Hatton is doubtful, and obtained a favourable reception. In this way, he acquired the means of undertaking the expedition which has immortalised his name. The first proposal he made was to undertake a voyage into the South Seas through the Straits of Magellan, which no Englishman had hitherto ever attempted. This project having been well received at court, the Queen furnished him with means, and his own fame quickly drew together a sufficient force. The fleet with which he sailed on this enterprise consisted of only five small vessels, and their united crews mustered only 166 men. Starting on the 13th of December, 1577, his course lay by the west coast of Morocco and the Cape Verde Islands. He reached the coast of Brazil on the 6th of April and entered the Rio de la Plata, where he parted company with two of his ships, but having met them again and taken out their provisions, he turned them adrift. On the 19th of June he entered the port of St. Julian's, where he remained 2 months, partly to lay in provisions and partly delayed by the trial and execution of Thomas Doughty, who had plotted against him. On the 21st of August he entered the Straits of Magellan. The passage of the straits took 16 days, but then a storm carried the ships to the west. On the 7th of October, having made back for the mouth of the strait, Drake's ship and two vessels under his vice-admiral Captain Winter were separated, and the latter, missing the arranged rendezvous, returned to England. Drake went on and came to Mocha Island off the coast of Chile on the 25th of November. He thence continued his voyage along the coast of Chile and Peru, taking all opportunities of seizing Spanish ships and attacking them on shore, till his men were sated with plunder, and then coasted along the shores of America as far as 48 degrees north latitude.